News. There is a lot of news, and it's happening. Justice Souter is retiring. There's a swine flu pandemic. People are turning into pigs. Michelle Obama. She's wearing a cardigan.
You know, Jonah Plum is making headlines for telling.
He says they are called queer.
Jonah Plum, I think he's really shiny. I mean, his head. I want to touch
you guys, this is not making any sense at all. Can you please just sing about it?
I know where I stand.
I think this is an ignoramus statement. I was even a person who thought, you know what? Power to Jonah Plum at that point.
Before he went around, laid his pipe all over down.
Well, Jonah Plum is not invited anywhere around me.
This baby need a tissue.
Tissue.
Thinking about the time the plumber kissed you.
Kissed you.
Before you caught him creeping with the shih tzu. As Republicans, the party does seem to be in chaos. They need to change their attitude. Hey. Attitude. Oh. Their attitude. Hey. Attitude. Oh. Hey, tell us what your homies can do to make a change. When they talk about personal freedoms, they have to believe it. You know. To believe it. You know. To believe it. You know.
We know. You just.
To believe, you know.
You're saying Republicans on crack, are you cozy with the Democrats?
I just don't think the party right now offers a whole lot.
You see some real change from the third party in my house. Popping champagne, Bacardi getting crunked out. Trip around and with Joe Biden while we and Bob and Hennessy sleep. Come on over, drinks on me, homie.
Fully friends with you,
and BFF with you, main babies with you,
and colleagues with you.
I'll be in your crew, I'll be in your stew, jumping rope with you, playing Donkey Kong with you, hatching plans with you, in Beta Tajikistan with you.
We do not believe either Afghanistan or Pakistan can achieve lasting progress without the full participation of all of your citizens, including women and girls.
Having a barbecue, grilling a goat with you, grilling carrots too, getting matching tattoos.
The rights of women must be respected and protected.
Picking flowers with you, hot showers with you, falling in love with you, nude at the zoo, making memories at the pottery wheel, rubbing clay on you all afternoon.
It would be one of the most dramatic foreign policy about faces ever.
To what do you refer, Sade?
A bipartisan bill in Congress would end the 47-year-old trade freeze with Cuba.
Ojalá Congreso le gusta esta.
It has only spotty support so far, but President Obama's already taken some baby steps. Letting Cuban Americans visit family members and send the money. But for most of us, it's still a place that is strictly off limits.
Not for this year, just went there illegally. Speaking of which, will you buy drugs for me on national TV? Don't fret, the people think I'm joking. But guess what? I'm having a joke in my life. Ooh, we shot a.
The trade embargo made sense a half century ago.
That's 50 years.
During the Cold War, Fidel Castro took sides with the enemy. But the Soviet Union is long gone.
Well, if I had to choose, in terms of being a Republican, I'd go with Rush Limbaugh. My take on it was Coleman had already left the party.
I don't think that actually happened. This is an awkward silence. I guess I feel with that leap slow.
Now it's up to Fidel and Raul Castro.
Esos Castros locos, cuidado.
President Obama says he wants to see democratic reforms, particularly on human rights and free speech.
Free speech.
So Congress will be looking for signs of change. After almost 50 years,
that's half a century.
U.S. policy will not reverse overnight. Relations remain chilly, but for the first time in generations, a thaw is possible.
A thaw, but what sort of thaw? What exactly is thaw?
Very thin ice.